This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Friday. That's the good news here, okay? So we can all be a little bit more chipper than what we have been over the last couple days working up to this day. Well, guess what, friends? We're here. I'm going to give you a quote, and I want you to listen carefully as to what George Washington Carver said. Listen to the simplicity of the Christ. Listen carefully. George Washington Carver said, "The secret of my success? ? It's simple. It's found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Do you know how many men that we look to? And we look at their stature as being great men that need to be and ought to be honored in so many different ways. But do you know what the revisionists have done in so many different cases, friends? They have done their best to take away the Christ out of the man. And I'm talking about the likes of George Washington. I'm talking about the likes of George Washington Carver. I'm talking about many of our forefathers. Well, we're taught to believe the opposite of what is true. And if they do talk about the greatness of these men, oftentimes what they do is they give some humanistic twist to it, as if they came up with their own stature, as if to say that they've added unto themselves to be great men, when in fact, that is impossible. Men are what God creates them to be. So therefore, the Creator ought to be praised when we look at men of stature that should and rightly ought to be honored. Honored means, by the way, to hold in high esteem. And I'm not talking about above the Christ, because when I'm honoring in any sense of the word, the likes of the quote that I just gave you, George Washington Carver, I'm honoring the Christ in the man, because we know outside of Christ, man is, like George Whitefield, the great field preacher, rightly stated, left alone, he is half devil and half beast. He's exactly right. So how simple is it? Again, listen, the secret of my success is simple. It's found in the Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Go to Proverbs 3:5, and you'll know exactly what I am talking about. Folks, today you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to jump over to our Facebook, you can do that. That is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And before I get rocking here, I got to give a quick shout-out to two radio stations that just picked us up. KBKW 1450 AM in Aberdeen, Washington. We thank you for your trust. Again, Bill Wolfenbarger over there. KBKW 1450 AM, Aberdeen, Washington. And also KCLV 1240 AM in Clovis, New Mexico. Well, welcome aboard. KCLV 1240 AM Clovis, New Mexico, Rick Kiefer. Thank you again, friends, for your trust. And again, folks, it shows you that people are sick and tired of the same old. And by the way, friends, what is the definition of insanity? I mean, it's doing the same things over and over and over and over again and getting the same results. So why don't we do this? Why don't we go back to the old paths, the ways that do work, rather than man's 10,000 policies? Why don't we get back to God's 10 commandments? And I'll tell you what, then we're going to start taking some ground, because that's how it works. And we should have never left that system, or nor have we should have ever, in any sense of the word, departed from the living God. Again, friends, thank you for the trust. Outside of that, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. And by the way, another heads up, folks, I got all these tabs in my heart pulled up right now. Yesterday and the day before, we were trying to get to America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroy ourselves. When you look at the destruction taking place in this country right now, because we're not talking about a third world country any longer, we're talking about the United States of America. It's now come to us. But when we listen to the likes of Abraham Lincoln, who better to say it than Abraham Lincoln, America will never be destroyed from the outside. And if you look at us demographically, friends, and geographically, folks, that is an impossibility. God has put us in a very cool position to know what's going on in every sense, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way up to the state of Minnesota, where we're broadcasting live out of right now. But again, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We're going to be highlighting that again, and we'll take it from where we left off yesterday. We got caught up with some callers, and we appreciate your calls. Callers make the show, and callers understand that this is your show. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Check this out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can't make this stuff up, but I want you to understand that there is plenty of useful idiots out there that are just going along to get along, and here's a couple of them. Islamic State hypocrisy. Ban the burqa as veiled women are seen as a security threat. Did you hear about the woman that went over to Canada, and her plan was is to go look for a job, a city job? And what she did is, when she went over there, she planned on suing that particular city, that prospective city, and because she thought that she'd be rejected once they told her she couldn't wear her Islamic garb. So one individual seen what she was doing. By the way, this is the same thing that's been going on in the United States of America. The homosexuals are attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them, and if they don't agree with them, then what they do is they go get communist organizations like the ACLU in hopes of actually suing Americans. And that's exactly what they did over in Canada here. Now, this woman, what she did, again, is she thought she would apply for the job and they would reject her because of her Islamic garb. Well, one employee, I believe it was the city manager in that particular country, Canada, what he did is he made her reflective Islamic garb from the top of her head all the way to the soles of her feet. And it completely backfired on what she was trying to do. If you haven't seen that, by the way, friends, you need to go online and take a look at that picture. Go to Bradley Dean. There's nothing like it. I think there's just like 50,000 likes on that particular picture, just to show you the response in which we've gotten from it. But folks, listen, if you want to play with fire and you want to fight with fire, then guess what? You fight fire with fire, and that's exactly what you got to do. The Lord told us, namely through David in Psalm 119, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. And that's exactly right. When you have the Spirit of God, there is no gainsay when it comes to the things of Christ. So just think the way that Christ thinks, and you'll always be able to undo, and no pun intended, change their garb in so many different ways.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, folks, during the break, I was trying to find this for you. But this was Muslim news. Check this out. This is posted compliments of Ted Williams, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. A Muslim dressed in a burqa applied for a crossing guard position in that particular city. She didn't want the job. Her intentions were to sue the city, as she was positive that they would not allow her to wear a burqa on the job. A smart government official gave her the job, but he came up with the most unique uniform for her. The reflective material is standard for all traffic guards in that city. She quit the job at the end of one day. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is just like, that kind of stuff infuriates me. Now, where am I getting this from? Well, it was a branch off the tree of Islamic State hypocrisy, banned the burqa, as veiled women are seen as a security threat. Folks, I want to tell you something. I was driving down St. Cloud, Minnesota not too long ago, and I seen a woman with a burqa on from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. If I was to dress that way and walk in a bank, if I didn't get shot and killed, there's no doubt in my mind I would be arrested. How is it that you are allowing these individuals to come into the United States and instead of assimilating, they are causing you to assimilate to them, to fall to their standard? And these are the people that say Islam is the perfect system for all mankind. You know, it's a sad day in America. It really is. And I also wanted to remind you, friends, when you look at the likes of what Anne Hirsi Ali said, she said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. I mean, folks, if these little pipsqueak, effeminate sodomites called men over in those prospective countries in so many different ways, and I'm not just throwing this or shooting this from the hip, but the fact of the matter is, friends, I mean, some of these guys are so insecure with themselves that if their wives don't give up the sexual favors to them when they want them, well, they'll just throw acid on their face. And if that's not good enough, folks, what they'll do is they'll just go out and they'll just marry a little 7, 8, 9-year-old girl. And I'm talking about old men in those prospective countries. And yes, we are talking about pedophiles. And that's exactly what they are. And they mean for you to assimilate and to subject yourself to their lifestyle. Folks, not on my watch. It's just not going to fly. By the way, if you want to see that Muslim news, a Muslim dressed in a burqa applied for, folks, it is humorous to no end. But this is what people have to do. We have to deal with these people the way that they come. And I'm talking about, in fact, first of all, they're coming in illegally. They shouldn't be here first and foremost. But secondly, if they want to come in and they are here legally and they want to go ahead and try to sue somebody because they can't have their way, then folks, fight fire with fire. You have the law on your side. They do not. And keep in mind, I believe it was in 1952 in this country, folks, there was new laws that were passed to ban the Islamic religion from coming into the United States of America in the first place. Just so you know, it's unlawful, okay? And but again, we see them attacking everybody and anybody on the heels of the homosexual in the United States of America. Well, they're doing it over in Canada, but Canada first. America's going to follow in close pursuit if we don't get this right. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, President Barack Hussein Obama, he's not my president, is optimistic that Americans will reject Donald Trump. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump targets the cartels. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pope Francis, as I shared with you yesterday, folks, again, the unthinkable. Folks, he is not a vicar between you. He is not a mediator between you and God. There's only one name under heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the mediator, not the Pope. Read the Word of God. Pope Francis demands Christians confess sins against the environment. This is also the same Pope that said you're not a Christian if you own a gun, as he has all the Secret Service armed around him to protect him from you. This is also the same Pope that sits on a throne of gold talking about the poor. And this is also the same Pope that recently stated, I believe it was back in June, I can stand corrected on that, but you can do your due diligence, you'll find it. But this is the same Pope that said that the church needs to apologize to the sodomites, to the homosexuals that are now raping men in one of the states in our union. Even yesterday it was reported, as a matter of fact, just to bring it upon line, precept upon precept, do hold with me for one moment. Yep, there it is. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sodom and Gomorrah taking over homosexuals in Sweden, forgive me, in Sweden, attack and rape other men. But I do have a headline for you that's quite shocking for today, friends, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's the unthinkable. Minnesota, school teachers, two homosexuals, one, obviously, one's the husband and one's the wife, just to show you their perversion, friends. School teacher and his husband rape and molest underage students, several of them. Then they kill each other in a murder-suicide. This kind of stuff is happening all across the country, friends. If they're not creating self-inflicted hate crimes, these radical homosexuals, now the Muslims are doing it behind them, as I said they would over 6 years ago. Now it's happening. People are now beginning to wake up to it. But the fact of the matter is, folks, we're talking about, again, what's going on in your country today. sonsoflibertymedia.com, should public schools support delusional transgender thinking? Let me take it a step further. Should we have public schools? No, we should not. We're commanded by God to train up our children in the ways that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from them, not to hand them over to some liberal whack job that could care less about your kid, for the most part. And don't tell me about how good the teachers are, because the teachers across the country, especially after doing 360 public high schools, when calling for the way it is, how many times I've had teachers sit there and nod their head in agreement with me while I was in their public school, but when I left, they went on teaching that dangerous and indoctrination being fed to our students and our brothers and sisters, and yes, we are our brother's keeper, but namely to our posterity, while as they go on and continuously hand to our kids and hand to our posterity what they know is coming illegally from the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. That's how good the teachers are in this country today, America. So don't show too much sympathy for the devil, because they are. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how, you know what, we got some good teachers. Really? What are they doing? What are they doing? They're doing what they're told to do, because if they don't do it, they'll lose their job. And instead of standing up against the federal government because the law's on their side, they don't want it. They don't want to raise too many eyebrows. They don't want to stir things up. Nope. They'll be trampled underfoot by the lawless because they don't care about their posterity enough, is really what it comes down to. That's how good our teachers are today. And what you see happening in public schools today, friends, you cannot justify it. And if you're a teacher and you'd like to combat that or contend, please give us a call. Set me straight. The number is 1-866-582-9933. We have a tremendous display of solidarity against the evil that's known as abortion. There is one over 100,000 Christians who take to the streets to fight against the murder of babies. By the way, when this happens, I believe it was last year, the year before, there were 650,000 people that were protesting abortion on the streets of Washington, D.C., protesting that foreign agent from Saudi Arabia named Barack Hussein Obama. That's one of his aliases. The guy that's got 47 different Social Security numbers as well, friends, as his falsified birth certificate. You do need to keep in mind, folks, he voted over 242 times to make sure blacks and Hispanics were murdered in the womb before they had an opportunity to live. He even voted two times in his, miraculously, friends, he voted two times to make sure that there was a second doctor in the abortion clinic before, just in case the baby had a chance to come out and pass the first doctor. He wanted to make sure there was a second doctor in there to make sure that the baby didn't have a chance. And what's miraculous about this, friends, is the fact that this criminal in the White House voted to over 242 times to make sure that blacks and Hispanics were murdered in the womb before they had an opportunity to get out, as I stated. And then he voted two times to make sure there was a second doctor in there. In 142 days as a senator in Chicago. Boy. He had one thing on his mind, huh? The Sons of Liberty Media.com, Why Socialists Must Die. By the way, that is historical fact. Do check it out. Socialist, friends, are a face to totalitarianism. Basically, communist full-fledged. Socialists are the useful idiots that they use to get their way. And then when the foot drops on them, then all of a sudden, they are the first ones killed. That is history, the useful idiots. So all you useful idiots that like to bite my ankles after every radio show or try to take out of context something I'm saying or report on me some falsity, just keep in mind you're the first ones to go because you are too stupid to open your eyes as to understand that you are being used to destroy not just your country, but your own lives as well. Do your homework. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Major problems announced at one of the largest too-big-to-fail banks in the United States of America, namely Wells Fargo. You might want to check that out as well. And by the way, let's talk about treason for one moment on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to jump over to our topic today. Treason, pressure mounts over Obama's Iran ransom. After the fact, of course, amid admission, U.S. paid $1.7 billion in illegal cash payments to your sworn enemies. In other words, the criminal just stole your tax dollars and gave them to your enemies.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, let's try to get through this today. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, let's see what happens here, friends. I'm trying to get through this. This is the third day now. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. He's right in what he said. And who better to say it? Folks, I mean, you got to keep in mind, politicians, they love to talk out of both sides of their mouths. And then the American people stand back and wonder why they're confused. Well, you're confused because you're being lied to, and because you don't know your founding documents, you're taking a politician for face value, and then you wonder why you're in a circle of confusion. Because you're listening to somebody that doesn't know how to tell you the truth. And again, who better to say that than the likes of none other than Abraham Lincoln? Love him or hate him. I mean, this is the guy that also said, you know, we're not to throw off the Constitution, we're to throw off them that pervert the Constitution. Oh, if only the people back during that time era would have known their founding documents, they would have threw off the likes of Abraham Lincoln without a shadow of a doubt. Or would they have? Would they have been like what we see at the present, where you see 318.9 million people tolerate the crimes of a foreign agent in the People's White House who has violated and transgressed the Constitution? That means he's given you the finger over 1,083 times. In other words, America, if you knew the law, you'd be throwing off the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama the way that you're trying to prevent Hillary Clinton from coming in. Because keep in mind, friends, Hillary Clinton's administration is what Barack Hussein Obama now has, tried and true in their crimes against we the people, and she wants it back. And that's just the truth of the matter. I think it was yesterday I shared with some of my friends that called in that political language, the political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. That's exactly right. So let's get to this. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. So let's put the mirror up on ourselves. Yesterday I shared with you John Hinckley Jr. I love the point. John Hinckley Jr., the man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan, the President of the United States of America, John Hinckley Jr., tried to murder him. You can watch it online if you'd like to. This took place back in 1980, March 30th. But keep in mind, your injustice system in America found him not guilty by reason of insanity. And as I shared yesterday, Webster's 1828 dictionary defines insane, unsound in mind or intellect, mad, deranged in mind, or delirious. Yet, today, 35 years later, federal judge Paul L. Friedman wrote that Hinckley, 61, no longer poses a danger to himself or others and will be free to live full-time with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia. Wow, really? Now, here's the resolve. Exodus 21, verse 12. He that smiteth a man, or he that means to smiteth a man, you're to do unto him what he meant to do unto you. He that smites a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, a blow for a blow. Right? Well, some people say, well, Bradley, I heard Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi back in the day, they're the ones that are responsible for teaching all us uneducated people that, you know, if it's an eye for an eye, the whole world's going to be blind. Well, that's not what the Lord said. In other words, if you don't want to end up blind and you don't want to do the time, then don't do the crime. The fulfilling of the law is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment, friends. A libertarian presidential candidate, Gary Johnson, was asked about the illegals coming into America. This is why you're being destroyed, because of what you put up with. This mentality. Libertarian, by the way, defines out to be without regard for law or free will. There is no such thing as free will, by the way, friends. Here, let me tell you, Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Free will? Presidential candidate, libertarian presidential candidate, the joke's on you, America, Gary Johnson was asked about the illegals coming into America. Here is the exhibition in full, coming from a politician that's still high on PCP. He's been stoned out of his mind since the 60s, friends. He was asked about the illegals coming into America. He responded, they came into this country because they couldn't get in legally. Really? You think, Gary? He said that the illegals came into this country because the jobs existed. You notice you never see Americans leaving our country to go to Mexico. Why is that? I mean, I don't see anybody moving out of America to go live in the Middle East in droves, do you? No. See, they all come here because they want to know what makes America great. But listen to the mentality that America puts up with. This guy should be immediately, and I guarantee you, go pull the curtain behind this libertarian criminal, Gary Johnson, and you're going to find crime behind this guy a mile long that he can be indicted for. I guarantee it. You can probably go to any politician today and find a laundry list of crimes against we the people. But he's telling on himself. A libertarian doesn't have or shows no regard for law. In other words, they're lawless. They're criminals. And he just exemplified that when he said they came into this country because they couldn't get in legally and the jobs existed. So in other words, they came to America because there was a job for them. So they came in illegally, and for some reason or another, Gary Johnson wants to give them a pass. Listen to what he said. Just so you know, when you use the term illegal immigrants, you're upsetting a lot of people by saying that. That's like when the judge drops down the sentence upon a man that just committed a crime that gets angry at the judge. Do you think the judge really has a care for his response? But apparently this lawless libertarian said, just so you know, when you use that term, illegal immigrants, you're upsetting a lot of people by saying that. Don't call them for what they are. Just so you know, he added, if you use the term illegal immigrants, it's very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country. Let me say this, America. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. I could care less if a criminal is offended by me calling him out for his crimes. Good. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, not those that walk in righteousness. Therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after. What does he say? Not after the law. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation. He said that the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. There is no condemnation to me when I'm in Christ, because I put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. And we know, as it tells us in Romans 8, which I'm on right now, that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. I'm not alive to myself. I'm alive by his spirit as unto him, because I've been crucified and baptized, and I'm risen again by the power of the Holy Ghost to the glory of the Father, Romans 6. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing. They'd be shouting me down. But let's go back to lawless Gary Johnson. If you use that term, illegal immigrants, it's very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country. So, America, you better quit calling for what they are. When Johnson was asked by the reporter, if you enter the country without documentation, is that or is that not an illegal act? He answered hesitatingly, well, technically, yes. I mean, folks, these people have the demigod attitude. They have some sort of congressional immunity in their minds, and they've got that because the people submit to that. They're your servants. You're not theirs, America. As a matter of fact, if you go to 18:21, Exodus, this is what God commanded. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, which this man doesn't, men of truth, which this man is not, hating covetousness, you know he sold his soul, and place such over them to be representatives of thousands, hundreds, and of fifties, and of tens. Going to the next topic, did you know the Federal Bureau of Investigation, through Operation Pacifier, distributed child porn to tens of thousands of people? And it's noteworthy that this is the same organization that protects pedophile criminals that call themselves representatives in this country. If you have not seen, let me bring it up again. It's that important to protect our posterity. If you have not seen Conspiracy of Silence, friends, I strongly suggest that you see that. I'm highlighting the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI. By the way, for those that did not know, J. Edgar Hoover was a flaming homosexual. So we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But they have something called Operation Pacifier. They're setting up people by taking child pornography and putting it on people's websites. The FBI is. But keep in mind, remember the ICE investigation at the Pentagon, which exposed over 5,000 employees downloading child pornography. Instead of the guilty being prosecuted for their felony offenses, the Department of Injustice, under criminal Eric Holder, conveniently stated that they did not have enough manpower to bring prosecution. But I'll tell you what, they have enough manpower to set people up, namely the innocent, don't they? Maybe these people need to understand that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on their own back. In Exodus 22 through 24, it tells us, you shall not inflict any fatherless child. If you inflict them in any way, and they cry it all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children shall be fatherless. Luke 17:2 tells us in the New Testament, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. But guess what, friends? They're advocates to offend these little ones. Not a good history for these guys.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people and assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti family and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system, and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples filler paper for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We're talking about what Abraham Lincoln stated. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroy it ourselves. Folks, I can take the word of God and bring about resolve to every issue that we have in this country. Every single issue that we have in this country, namely why we're in trouble, is because of our departure from the word of God. It's a fact. AccuJack. There's no question about it. That's just the case. I'm looking up a quote from Noah Webster right now. And some of the quotes that he has bestowed upon us are just second to none. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from. Vice, crime, ambition, slavery, war. All come upon us because of what? They proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. That is exactly right. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Folks, outside of the citizenry in the United States of America, we the people, how many outlets do you see calling for justice on the top of the heads of those that represent we the people? Where are the modern day conservatives calling for justice, America? They're not. They're just gossiping. Where's the professed church? Oh, you know, judgment's pretty hard. No, God is known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 97, Psalm 916, Jeremiah 924, Isaiah 26:9, folks, we can go down the line. And that's not just Old Testament. I mean, if you look upon who the throne of judgment, guess who's sitting there right next to my father, my big brother, the Lamb of God. And if you look in Hebrews 9:27, it tells us that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Where do you hear judgment being talked about? Hey, folks, I haven't seen it. I haven't. Hey, folks, I just got another email from Issa, Daryl Issa, the fruitless vine himself. I got one the other day from none other than Trey Gowdy trying to support the homosexual Marco Rubio. Hey, folks, they're all in it together. And you should see the money they're making off the stupidities of the American people who should know better. But where's the resolve? Nobody's talking about the resolve because nobody wants the resolve. That's why we're being destroyed. I can take everything from A in the alphabet to Z in the alphabet, what's going on today in your country, and I can give you the answer to every resolve because it's all found in the Bible. And by the way, that Bible I have eaten over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I've eaten the letter. In other words, I'm a written epistle for all men to read. We have the mind of Christ. We have the heart of God because we fed on the Word. And what is the first prerequisite concerning those that follow Christ? What must we do? Believe on Him whom He sent. You must know concerning the doctrine. And how many people out there say they love God and they don't even know a thing that it says in the Word, but they do know how to say, "Thou shalt not judge." Well, let me tell you this. Thou shalt not judge, really. I'm trying to find that in Scripture because the Bible teaches us just the opposite of what you are declaring. Hey, judge not, lest thou be judged. Hey, let me say this. Twist not Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture. Because at the very end of the day, friends, everything you do, you're judged by heaven constantly. In the spiritual world, it's always at work, bringing crime and darkness to the light. And we see that as a truth every day in the country, namely through our lying press for the most part. But again, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. See, because America, you need to understand, you don't need to be worrying about what other countries are doing right now, because for the most part, over the last 60 years, you've let corrupt politicians do it to other countries. But that's not my point. We're talking about what's going on in this country. You don't have to worry about getting your eye off your own country right now, because you don't have anybody to blame but yourselves for what you've tolerated. So when you look at what Abraham Lincoln said, when he said, "America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves." Right on, spot on. Love him or hate him, he was right. Daniel 9:7 says to that man of God, that prophet of God, "O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto you." Lord, you're right. "But unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day. To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, of the United States of America, to all countries at all times, unto all Israel that are near and that are far away off, to the countries which thou hast driven them, because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee." Furthermore, just to prove scripturally, we're doing it to ourselves. The heathen, though they confess they belong to God, they act like the devil because their father is the devil. Judge them by their fruits. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Salah. Think about it, ponder it, mutter it. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Who are the wicked, America? Those that know to do the right thing and do nothing about it. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Hey, keep in mind when you go to the New Testament, let's go over to Matthew 23 through recollection, and this is coming to my aid right now, but when you look at the woes, Jesus was literally damning the Pharisees. Who are the wicked? Those that knew to do the right thing and did it not. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Hey, America, look to the world. Where do they serve God and where don't they serve God? How's it working out for them? Well, what of Hillary Clinton last week? She was praised by none other than CNN, which reported that she raised $143 million in the month of August alone. Did anyone take the time to ask where that money came from? The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, $25 million. State of Kuwait, $10 million. State of Qatar, $5 million. Sultanate of Oman, $5 million. United Arab Emirates, $5 million. Embassy of Algeria, $500,000. Government of Brunei Darussalam, $5 million. All enemies to the United States of America that are supporting this criminal, and you're afraid that she might become the president of the United States of America? You want to know why that is? Because you're not demanding justice. And if those that are to be representing you in those particular offices to the judicial branch that don't want to drop the hammer on the top of her head, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, to bring forth judgment when thy judgments are in the earth, O Lord. The inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness, Isaiah 26, verse 9. If they don't want to do their jobs like Gowdy and Issa, then deal with them too. Because that's all they're doing is stonewalling for the above said. That's all they're doing. You should have seen the way Gowdy treated Hillary Clinton when she came into court concerning what was going on with Benghazi. He treated her like the queen just walked in the room. But America, the conservatives are set on the fact that, no, he's one of us. Oh, is he? What's his fruit? And let me take it to the responsible party. America, what's your fruit? Hey, folks, Hillary doesn't have the support of the American people. You know that. Therefore, she has to receive it from the foreigners who would destroy America. And you know it. 18 U.S. Code 2381, Federal Code, treason, whosoever owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title but not less than $10,000 and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States of America. Well, let me ask you this. How many acts of treason does it take to make her guilty of treason? One. And that goes to the present administration as well. I have to throw this last one in there for you, although there is a plethora of topics to pick from. A very confused porn star, I brought this up last week, came out of the closet as a conservative and confirmed to Breitbart News that she is now voting for Donald Trump in November. Deuteronomy 23:17 tells us this whore claimed, "I absolutely am voting for Trump. I'm a conservative." I mean, folks, she's been so stupefied and dummied down to believe that herself being a whore is a conservative. Conservative is defined in Webster's 1828 dictionary as preservative, having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. Do you see those that call themselves conservatives in the United States of America actually bringing forth the definition, the pith and marrow of the meaning of its word? No. See, because salt preserves and stops putrefaction. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, "You, America, are the salt of the earth. If the salt have lost her savor or his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men."
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.